Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to all of you early risers this morning, truth seekers, prayer warriors, watchmen and women, amen, that on a mission for God, amen, creating a prayer culture for Him, amen. We'd like to welcome you this morning to the 6 o'clock Monday morning, April the 15th prayer call, amen, created for God, amen, to use for His glory, to use for His benefit, to counter every measure out there that the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy God's people, amen. And so we just welcome you this morning. I am Pastor Lester Hayes here with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes, and I sound like we're joined this morning by Pastor Eric and Phoebe Davis of More Than Conquerors Voice of Christ Ministry, and Sister Estelle, some of our usual that joined with us in the morning, and I heard someone else come on. But anyway, to you all and the broader audience out there this morning, we'd like to thank you, number one, for rising early to join us on the Creating a Prayer Culture for God. Obviously, you see prayer as an important part of your walk, amen, before God, because He said if we pray, amen, and not faint, He'll hear us, and He'll answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things. And so we thank the Lord this morning. We rise early to call on Him because we believe He hears us, and He is the one that hear, answer, and show great and mighty things that we don't know anything about until they manifest. So again, thank you for joining with us this morning. This is a mandated prayer called by God at a critical time when we didn't know what else to do about things going on in our own personal life, our family life, families of the world, things going on the global scene. The Lord showed us a way to create this prayer culture for God. And in this prayer culture, we try to use the word of God to put Him in remembrance of what He said in hopes that as He watch over His word to perform it, that God will hasten and perform it. We often like to teach people and tell people through our own personal experience that if we don't pray, we have no power. If we pray a little bit, we'll have little power. But if we pray much, we'll have much power. It's power in prayer, amen. And it's power in those who pray, amen. Because we don't know how to pray as we should, but we have the Holy Spirit that we are born again, Spirit-filled believers. And He searches our infirmities and prays the mind of Christ through us, for us, amen. He knows how to communicate to the Father, amen, because He is God's Spirit in us, amen, and greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. We learn in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, the King James Bible. So we thank God for that dunamis power that's inside of us, more than enough, more than what we need to get a breakthrough, amen, and we just pray in the Spirit, pray by the Spirit. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith, as we read in the book of Jude, praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. And so we're praying this morning in the might and the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes we may pray in our heavenly language in the Holy Ghost to build ourselves up, amen. And so welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning. So you all just kind of bear with us there. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Because you're so worthy to be praised, we come to you this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. We come to you in the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to pray to you, God, who answer prayer and show great and mighty things. So as we look to you this morning, the author, the finisher, and developer of our faith, we look to you with confidence, hope, boldness, assurance, reliance, dependence upon you this morning, faith in you this morning, God, who are faithful, who promise you are not a man that you should lie, God. You made precious promises, Lord God, to your people, and you told us, Lord God, hallelujah, if we come to you, we must first believe that you are who you say you are, and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek after you. And so our faith is strong in you this morning, Lord God. We even can say to mountains of doubt and unbelief that may have come through the night, be thou removed and cast into the sea of forgiveness, never to be heard of in our lives again. Father, we thank you for removing all obstacles this morning. We thank you for a clear path forward this morning, Lord God, the highway that leads from earth to glory this morning, God. We thank you for sanctifying us with thy word so that we can walk up that highway. None can walk up there, we know, but the pure in heart, only the righteous, God. And so we thank you that there is a highway to heaven that leads to heaven, Lord God. And we own our way because of the plan that you have for us, oh God, that work out our salvation with fear and trembling and endure to the end that we might be saved. So we thank you this morning, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by you. Father, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sin. We thank you for the healing of our land. We thank you this morning, God, for breakthrough miracles, perpetual breakthrough miracles for the people of God, miracles of healing, deliverance, oh Lord God, miracles of salvation, God, miracles, oh God, of restoration, oh God, and recovery, restoring, and rescue from all of the wiles of the adversary. We thank you this morning for the whole arm of God that we can put on daily, Lord God. Hallelujah. Stand against the wiles of the adversary. We thank you that we can put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We even thank you for the living water, Lord God, that bubbles up on the inside, oh Lord God, and bring healing to our souls, oh Lord God. We thank you for the bread of life that we eat, Lord God, which is the body of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just give you praise, Lord, and honor, because we have everything that we need in Christ Jesus, Lord God. You're all in all and in all. You're for all. You're more than enough, God. We don't have to want for any good or beneficial thing, Lord God, because you're the Lord, our shepherd. You supply all that we need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for our healing this morning by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you this morning that we have a high priest intercessor forever living to make us. Hallelujah, intercession for us this morning. The blood of Jesus is still atoning for our sins. It's still the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so we look to you this morning out of a lively spirit this morning. We're alive. We present ourselves on this line to you this morning as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, sanctified by thy word, God, sanctified by thy word, made whole by thy word, God, because all of your word is good for our healing. It's like medicine to our flesh and marrow to our bones. We find your word each and every morning, each and every day of our lives, and we eat your word, and therefore your word becomes a joy and rejoicing to our hearts, God. So we thank you this morning that we're able to take your word and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. We thank you for sending your word, Jesus Christ, incarnated, made flesh, full of grace and truth, oh, to heal our disease and rescue us from destruction. We thank and praise you this morning that we can put you in remembrance of your word and trust and be confident that you will hasten and perform it. Yes. We thank and praise you this morning that you saved us and we're saved. You healed us and we're healed. Therefore, you are still our praise. And we enter your gates as the sheep of your pastors. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we come in your courts with praise this morning. God be glorified this morning. You who have, hallelujah, magnified your word above all your name, Lord God, and you have exalted your word above all your name. And so, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning, Lord God, for all things this morning that pertains to life and godliness, that we may enjoy them. We thank you, God, for that. Hallelujah, God, that what you created and gave each and every one of us, God, that enabled right to pursue happiness, life, and liberty. And we pray that for our families and other families of the world, God. We're just praying for healing, oh Lord God, of those broken families. We're praying that you put them back together again, Lord. We're praying that daughters would turn to their mothers and mothers to their daughters and sons to the fathers and fathers to the sons. We're praying for the return of backsliders, your marriage to them. We're praying for the salvation, hallelujah, of the lost, God. We're praying for prodigal sons and daughters come to their right mind and return back to your first love, Lord God. We're praying in the name of Jesus for you to open doors that no man can open and close doors that no one can close, God. We're praying that the impossible things will be made possible only with you, Lord God. We thank you that you are a miracle working God. We thank you for the supernatural dunamis power of God. The miraculous can take place, Lord God. Mountains can still be removed. That walls can still fall. Giants can still be slain. Oh, God, we just look to you, God, and put our hope and trust and confidence in you, Lord God. And we pray over the families on this line that are represented, those out there, God, in cyberspace, that we'll chime in. We'll have access to read, hear, and listen to what we're sharing with them and posting out there. We thank you, God. You enlarged our territory. You brought us to this place, God, and you told us, Lord God, to launch this mandate. And so we're praying this morning for lost souls to be saved. We're praying this morning for those that are in position of authority to have rule over us, that they are governed in such a way, God, that we'll live a quiet and a peaceful and tranquil life. before God Almighty of blessings, God. We're praying this morning for peace in Jerusalem, God. We're praying for prosperity to be restored within her walls. We're praying for a peaceful end, God, to the war that's going on. We're praying that Iran will cease fire bombing those places, God, where people live, God. And we're praying that you speak to Mr. Netanyahu. And God, put peaceful thoughts in his mind that he'll want to sit down and work out their differences, oh God, for a two-state solution, God. Hallelujah, God. Everyone should have the right, God, to pursue their own way, their own life, God. And so we're praying for peace in Ukraine. We're praying, God, that you touch every heart of kings and queens and those in authority and turn it whatsoever way you please, God. We believe that it's not toward war, but it's toward peaceful resolutions, oh Lord God, because you are the Prince of Peace, God, and you want us to have peace that transcends all understanding, that garrisons and mouth guard over our hearts and our minds, God. And so we're praying, God, that peace be still. We're praying that the peace you left with us, we'll pursue, Lord God, until we have, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, the Lamb and the Lion, God, laying together in peace, God, peaceful surroundings, peaceful conditions, oh God. And so, Father, we just pray to you this morning that your will be done in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying this morning, Lord God, for the sick, Lord God, that they be healed this morning with your stripes. We believe the report of the Lord. We send forth in prayer this morning the authority of your word this morning to bring about that healing for all of our family members that are going through, God, those that are out there who need healing, God. We're praying with your stripes that they be healed today. In the awesome, incredible, amazing name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Continue to confidence, strength, and Crystal's family, Lord God, as they prepare to board an aircraft and fly to New Jersey. God, we're just praying for that homegoing that will bring the family together from all over the place, Canada, Britain, wherever they might be, Lord God, and it'll be a peaceful homegoing and the invitation will be extended. We thank you for the word that you sent forth yesterday in our service. We thank you for the young soul that was saved. We thank you for the return of the backslider, Lord God. We just give you praise, glory, and honor for how you fed our souls yesterday with the word of God. And so as we come together this morning, God, to partake of your divine goodness through your word this morning, we pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. We pray, amen and amen. Holy Ghost, have your way. All right, then, we'll praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to just give you just a little something this morning to take with you this morning on the Creating a Prayer Culture for God. It is Monday morning, April 15th, 2023. We're still here speaking the truth this morning. I want to speak just for a minute a word out of the book of 1 Peter. Amen. I was struggling yesterday trying to get this scripture right, but that's okay. We know where it's at. It's in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 24, the King James Bible. And I want to talk just a brief minute from a subject. As the redeemed of the Lord, we should always know what to do, where to turn to, and who to call on. I don't care what we're going through, sickness, disease, whatever the case might be, financial, whatever, we still should sound off like the redeemed of the Lord. And the words that come out of our mouth, they should be acceptable unto God, because he is the only one that can help us, because we want to know. He want to know what it is that we believe. And the only way God's going to know is you got to hear it. We got to express it. We got to say it. And we've been talking a lot about healing. And so we said that we gave areas that we want to be well in. And that hasn't changed. We want to be physically well, spiritually well, and we want to be this way for the rest of our lives, all the time. Amen. And so we want to be physically well, spiritually well. We want to be emotionally well. We want to be financially well, occupationally well, you know, environmentally well, and socially well. And we said that this is how we're going to build a better life, our best life, really, while we're here. For a better future or a better tomorrow, as we like to say. And we were hoping for a better tomorrow, but we got to do some work prior to in order for it to happen. We can't just say it and think it's going to be cosmos. It's just going to happen. No, we got to have some work. Amen. Because faith without works is dead. We can have all the faith in the world, but if you get out here in an ocean with an oar and a boat and sit sit there and say, okay, I got enough faith. I'm going to make it to the other side with them 20-foot swells out there. Well, if you don't start working them oars, you're not going anywhere. You'll sit there and just admire the other shore, but you'll never get there. We'll never get there. But when we start moving them oars, we're going to move, okay? And then that current going to pick us up. We're going somewhere, but we ain't going to stay the same. Amen? And so please understand the concept. As the redeemed of the Lord, we shouldn't only say so, but we should also do so. You know, we have no excuse because we have been redeemed. You know, and the Bible to the redeemed ought to say so. Well, we want the words of our mouth. I think David wrote in Psalms 9, chapter 19, in verse 4, that let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, we say that let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, here's the part they give me, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our firm and penitent rock in our Redeemer. So he's done his part to redeem us. Now we got to do our part as the redeemed of the Lord. We got to do some work, okay? Because, and I'm going to confirm that scripture about the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, you know, as the redeemed of the Lord. And I'm going to give me that scripture and just make sure I gave you the right reference there. But the one that says, you know, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, you know, we've been redeemed and the redeemed of the Lord. You know, we ought to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, you know, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, or our, you know, our Redeemer, you know.
Okay,
yes. Then I'll get those later. But the subject I want to talk about is, as the redeemed, we should know by now, okay, what we believe, who we believe, and why do we believe. That's so important in this critical time that we're living in. We don't know how to say I'm the redeemed of the Lord because they really don't know the redeemer. So in order to have words that you know, meditations of your heart, you got to first have something there. And this is why we often say what David wrote about hiding that word in our heart that we might not sin against God. That's so important. I'm not saying anyone goes out to intentionally, well, I better take that back because there are two levels of sin, some omission and some commission. Some people purposely don't care. I'm thankful, and I'm not boasting in myself, but kind of glad that the Lord delivered us, redeemed us from that way of living. There was a stage in our life, in my life, where I really didn't care because I didn't know how to care, I didn't know what to care about. It was just all about me, about that. And I went about doing my thing. I thought I was good because I was a good person. I was raised right. But until you have that personal relationship with the Redeemer, we're just going through the motions. We talked yesterday about that form of godliness, but we denied the power thereof. And then once you come into that power, you realize it's no longer you. It's no longer I. It's the Christ now. Okay? And that's who it is now in us. It's the Christ, our Redeemer that lives inside of us. And so we as redeemed by him, we should know now what we believe, why we believe it, who it is we believe. And that passage, let me read it to you, that 24th verse, amen. It says, here we go here. Pastor, did you find that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, because we gave up that sinful life and took on the life he gave us, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Looking back on what he did on that cross, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. And what that's saying is, every sickness in the book, every sickness that he said he put on the Egyptian, would have been on us if there was not a redeemer. And so that's why all, when he says, whose stripes we were healed, that means everything that from the time I realized I was sick all the way back to the time he did that, all of those scriptures can work like medicine in my life. Because I'm looking back. And where I am now, I have to look back at the finished work that was already done. Somebody took my place. Somebody, you know, bore that on their bodies for us, for me, for my healing, for the healing of the nation. And the scripture says in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 2 through 8, King James Bible, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, you know? And so that's, it says it right there. We got to know who we believe, what we believe, and why we believe. And so here's the other one in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 14. I said 4, but it's actually 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So this is just knowing who we believe. And if we know the redeemer, you know, now we can't claim redemption without knowing the redeemer. It's like you can't get, you know, what's in his hand without getting him. You know, we got to first believe that he's who he say he is, the redeemer. And we got to believe what does the redeemer do? He buys us back. He brought us back to the Father. He reconciled us back. He redeemed us back. Now we in good standing. And so now we can say as a redeemed of the Lord, you know, we can say so. We can say we heal. We can say we deliver. We can say we spiritually free. We spiritually whole. We spiritually well. Only because the word allows us to do that. And so, you know, it's right there, you know, written for our learning. Amen. And so, you know, that's the key right there. As the redeemed. I'm not telling you as an unredeemed person. Some unredeemed people would say, Lord, Lord, and don't know the Lord. They say it with their mouth, but their hearts are far from you. But if you really, really have a relationship with the Redeemer, you know, kindred Redeemer, the scriptures say, he's our kindred Redeemer. In other words, we're like his family now, because we've accepted the redemption that he purchased for us. We've been redeemed. We've been bought back. We've been bought with a price. You know, we belong to him. So now we have some rights. We have some inalienable rights given to us by our sovereign God and Creator. Amen. And we just have to know how they came to be. It came through the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Okay. He was buying us back. He was paying that price to get us back in right standing so that when I need healing, I can just go in the word and claim all these promises. You know, eat this whole thing and it's going to prosper me. It's going to benefit me. And so that's kind of what the Lord is saying to us this morning, is that he looked at us now and born again as the redeemed of the Lord. And he requires us to say so, not to go around and wonder about it, hope about it, think about it, but let it come out of my mouth. Let it come out with faith. Let it come out with confidence. Let it come out with boldness. Let it come out with the fact that I know this is the truth about who I am and who he is. He's the redeemer. I'm the redeemed. And so he's saying what he's saying and he's doing what he does. So we should pattern ourselves after that too. We need to say where we are and then we need to do who we are, do that work that we're supposed to do. So we're going to end right there this morning. Hope you got something out of this morning. As the redeemed of the Lord, we should know what we believe, who we believe and why we believe it. And then we should say that. And then we should wait for the manifestation of that. Amen. So Father, we thank you. We praise you this morning, Lord God, for the word of the Lord. We know this morning, Lord God, that there's much required from us as the redeemed of the Lord. We start by what we believe. We start with who we believe and why we believe it. And then we say so, Lord God, because we are the redeemed of the Lord. And we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that redemptive power would flow to our unsaved family members, God, through us, maybe. If not, Lord God, there'll be a witness, oh God, to them. There'll be a conviction that come upon them that they'll want to be saved, Lord God, because you're all about saving souls. You're all about redeeming sinful man back unto yourself, God. And while we have breath in our body, there's still time to witness, God. There's still time to let our light shine and sit on a hill that cannot be hid, that others will see our good work and they too will want to glorify our Father, which is in heaven, who is our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And we're just praying this morning, Lord God, that we will continue to live a redeemed life, God, that others, oh Lord God, too, may want to, because you said we're highly favored, fortunate, and worthy to be envied. So we're praying that it not be about us, God, but it be about the finished work of Jesus on that cross. Holy Spirit, we're praying that you will put us in situations where we'll be able to just share the good news with others, amen, especially those that are unsaved out here in this world. And so, Father, we just look to you this morning, Lord God, for that redeeming power to flow through us out to this world, Lord God, that others may too be redeemed by the very power that redeemed us, God, so that the words of our mouth today as we go forth, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our firm and pinnacle rock and our Redeemer, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you. Let us go forth now and speak with the tongue of the redeemed and say so, God, the tongue of the learned and say so, not out of arrogance, oh, Lord God, and hallelujah, God, and out of a mean spirit, but out of a kind heart, oh, God, because you live inside of us. Let the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, let it come forth as love, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and not boasting in ourselves, but being confident in you, God, your redeeming power, your redemption that is already drawing nigh. God, we pray today in the name of Jesus that it draw nigh today to some wayward soul, some unsaved soul today. And God, we ask you to work through us today, God, if it be your will and your desire to bring some soul to a redeeming power of God, that they too will be redeemed from the curse of every law out there, sin, sickness, and the grave, God. It's our prayer today in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hide your word in our hearts that we will not fight, not amen. Sin against you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.